This week in the Civil War, on New Year's Eve, 1862, Confederate Major General John G. Magruder set sail from Houston on his way to reclaim the nearby port of Galveston. Magruder's fleet consisted of two vessels, both reinforced with compressed cotton to protect the invaders inside. As Magruder's cotton-clads entered Galveston Harbor, they seemed hopelessly outgunned by six Union vessels. One of Magruder's vessels was sunk immediately, but with his surviving vessel, Magruder prevailed on January 1st. Galveston would remain in Confederate hands until the end of the war. After the war, Magruder would flee to Mexico and serve for a time with Maximilian, the ill-fated emperor who would be executed by Mexican Revolutionary forces in 1867. Magruder then returned to Houston, where he died in 1871. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.